Now on with some more news items. These are a bit more upbeat than those which launched this week's recording. Norwich history is to the fore as we hear that one of Nelson's descendants visited the city for the museum's Nelson exhibition and that the fundraising campaign to transform the castle keep reaches a milestone. Then the freemen of Norwich revive a historic tradition at a great feast at St Andrew's Hall.
A direct descendant of one of the country's greatest naval heroes has given her seal of approval to an exhibition dedicated to him at Norwich Castle. Nelson and Norfolk Exhibition, which was open from late July to early October, has given thousands of visitors an insight into the life of Admiral Lord Nelson. And the castle and exhibition received a special visitor as Admiral Lord Nelson's four times great-granddaughter, Mary Arthur, looked back at her heritage. Although Mrs. Arthur has visited many Nelson exhibitions, she says that she always discovers something new, as each display portrays a different aspect of his life. Mrs. Arthur said, "It's been really good, and it's very diverse. What has really caught my eye, and what I am most proud about, are the stories about his generosity. He always gave credit where credit was due, and he was always thinking about his men, and it really comes out in this exhibition." Not only is the 59-year-old a direct descendant of Lord Nelson, but she also shares his birthday, 200 years to the day he was born. Growing up in South Wales, in a home that's been in the family for more than 100 years, she recognised certain items as she walked around the exhibit. One of those was a teapot. She said she recognised it from somewhere and realised it was from her mother's house and her brother must have donated it. The exhibition offered a unique opportunity to view stories related to the naval hero from his childhood in Burnham Thorpe to his death at the Battle of Trafalgar in 1805.
More than £10,000 has been raised in the first few weeks of a fundraising campaign to help transform Norwich Castle's keep. People's support for the historic landmark's Keep Giving appeal has led to it raising a fifth of its £50,000 target since it was launched in September. The money will go towards the £13.5 million Norwich Castle Gateway to Medieval England project, which aims to reimagine the castle's keep as it was in its royal palace heyday, including recreating the keep's main Norman floor and Great Hall. Dr. John Davies, Chief Curator at Norwich Museum Service, and who is leading the project, said, "We are absolutely delighted to have reached 20% of our £50,000 target for the Keep Giving campaign in only 3 weeks. A key part of the Keep Giving campaign is the Keep Adopting Scheme, which gives people the chance to sponsor historic artefacts in the castle's collection." Dr. Davies said, "Our Keep Adopting Scheme in particular seems to have caught people's imaginations. The arms and armour items are proving incredibly popular, but there are also plenty of other wonderful objects available, including some lovely pieces of medieval jewellery, which would make memorable gifts. More than 90% of the money has been raised for the Gateway to Medieval England project, including £9.2 million from Heritage Lottery Fund. The Keep Giving appeal is a key part of the campaign because it helps demonstrate the public support for the ambitious project."
For the first time in almost 200 years, the freemen of Norwich revived an ancient tradition for a great feast at St Andrew's Hall. The annual event was hosted by the Mayor of Norwich until 1835. Even as far back as 1809, a relative of the current freeman chairman, Nigel Back, held one of the events. The ceremony returned for the Freeman 700 celebrations, with 120 freemen and guests in attendance, including the current Mayor of Norwich, David Fulman, along with the Sheriff of Norwich, David Walker. The freeman who travelled the furthest was Jonathan Ford, who flew in from Sacramento, California. He said, "I have travelled with my nephew from the United States for this ancient tradition which has been passed down for centuries, and I feel very proud to be here, as it's important to keep these threads alive." The special celebration of the 700 years marked an opportunity for the freemen to reach out to their membership and digitalise their communications, largely helped by a new website and regular newsletters, bringing people together from around the world. Every year, the Freeman's Charity, the Norwich Town Close Estate Charity, awards grants worth around £500,000 to a large number of projects in Norwich and within a 20-mile radius of the city. Recent awards have included helping to fund new changing rooms for Norwich Eagle Canoe Club, helping save Dragon Hall in King Street, providing match funding for much-needed restoration work at Cinema City, and contributing to the new purpose-built Learning and Skills Centre at the Theatre Royal.
Months of work to build a brand new school for autistic children came to an official close at a handover ceremony. The Wherry School, a free school which opened in Norwich last month, was officially passed from Kia Group, who led the construction, to school staff and principal Rachel Quick on Wednesday this week. Builders, contractors, architects and school staff gathered as Barry Payne, chairman of the Wherry School Trust, thanked those involved, describing the finished result as fantastic. Mrs. Quick then snipped the ribbon for the official handover. Mr. Payne said, "This school is so important because there are so many children with autistic spectrum disorders who are not being catered for. These children have ability. They could do extremely well, but they do need the right environment, and that's what this will offer them." Plans are underway for an official opening ceremony at the Hall Road School with parents, which is due to take place next year.